Good evening. Yeah, it's Reckless Eric here again with another wacky radio show. I love this intro music. I think it's totally ridiculous. I thought it was full of portent. I don't think I can live up to any amount of portent. I feel like I'm galloping across the prairie. My life was turning into a spaghetti western anyway last week because we were in Spain. That's exactly what happened to us in Spain. Hello, it's back on again. See, the thing is that every time the woman who was manning the stage gate... It was a festival, I should say. And every time the woman who manned the gate went into the hut at the side of the stage to make herself a cup of tea, she fused all the lights, the power, the merchandising concessions... And this kept on happening. I think they were doing it for the tourists. Anyway, this is the Zodiacs with a number called Rocky Erickson. I don't know what they're saying, but it's called Rocky Erickson. And I hope you enjoy it as much as I did. And we'll try and get through them without a power. Quite a heady night in Madrid with the weird seeds blowing off the trees and getting caught in our throats so that we couldn't sing for coughing. But before that, there was the Zodiacs doing their thing, and it was utterly Spanish. It was just what we thought it should be, down to the power cuts and everything. Like, to see them running around like headless chickens, bumping into each other, because all the backstage lights went out as well. So it was much like me trying to find this record. Sometimes I get obsessed with trying to find a record, and my latest obsession was trying to find this record by the Crazy Elephant. I knew I had it somewhere, but I hadn't seen it since I played it for Amy a good few years ago when she first came round to my house, and she danced her... Well, she danced herself silly to it, and so we played it again and again, and then I lost it somewhere. Well, I found it the other day. Here it is. Gimme, Gimme Good Lovin', The Crazy Elephant. Scratch that one, but the best ones always are. It may come as a surprise to some of you, but I don't actually know everything. And this is something that I didn't know about. It's an outfit called Iron and Wine. And this is a track called Pagan Angel and a Borrowed Car. I didn't know anything about them until this bloke in Belgium gave us a mixed CD. You know, because people do that kind of thing because they can't bear to think of you driving along in silence. So they give you CDs with stuff on it, and actually this guy's CD was fabulous. So here they are. Anyway, Iron and Wine. You probably know more about this than I do.
Slowly. horses fail. Like a snake within the wilted garden wall, I'd hint to her every possibility. While with his gun the pagan angel rose to say, my love is one made to break every bending.
We don't actually drive along in complete silence when we're not listening to people's CDs. We actually find all kinds of stuff to play. I recently turned Amy on to this British group who I think were an institution. I'm going to play one of their records, and by way of an introduction to it, I'm going to read you something that I wrote. I know this is my own book, but it's my own show, so sod it, I can do what I like. So I'm going to read something out of my book, my autobiography, which is called A Dysfunctional Success, which you probably can't buy anywhere, so it's not much of an advert for it. Right. This is from 1976. Are you sitting comfortably? Then I'll begin. I answered an advert in the Melody Maker. The Flying Tigers needed a rhythm guitarist. That could be me. I like tigers. The bloke on the other end of the phone was an American pretending to be a Cockney. He sounded like Dick Van Dyke in Mary Poppins. God, blimey, mate. The number was a kebab shop in Clapham. The American was the singer in the group, and that was where he worked, in the kebab shop. The Flying Tigers played garage music, the Standells, the Chocolate Watch Band, and a mixture of R&B and Chicago blues, Hoochie Coochie Man by Muddy Waters and Killing Floor by Howlin' Wolf. The singer was called Mike. He liked the sound of me, said I should come to an audition they were holding on Sunday in Battersea. I should bring my axe and an amp. I went there on the bus with my Hohner Orgaphon 40-watt accordion amplifier with the jukebox speakers and my Top 20 guitar in a blue floppy plastic case. Their lead guitarist arrived with a brand new Salma combo in red vinyl finish and unpacked a Gibson from a professional-looking hard case. He had a gingery beard and long blonde hair. He was wearing a green velvet jacket with enormous lapels and high-waisted denim flares. I found out later that in real life he was a schoolteacher. He looked somewhat dismayed when he saw me. My hair was very short, badly cut, and I was wearing an ancient pair of straight Tesco jeans, old plimsolls with no socks, and a blue and white striped long-sleeved T-shirt. I was thin, spotty, and very possibly drunk. I said hello, and a speaker fell out of the front of my amplifier as though it was winking at him. I was just what they weren't looking for. Well, the group The Flying Tigers disbanded in part because of me. The singer liked me, but the rest of the group thought I was a hopeless case. So they split up, found Bill Haley, and became The Inmates.
Time's gone by, painful man.
was pretty dejected when I didn't get the job with the Flying Tigers. The singer wanted me, apparently. He formed a group called The Cannibals, and luckily he lost my phone number, or I would never have made a record for Stiff Records. The B-side of my first record would never have been called Semaphore Signals, and this group, well, they might exist, but in a different form, because they're called Semaphore Signals. This is Another Girl by Semaphore Signals from Amsterdam.
You looked at me, I looked at you. You said hello, and I said you. Then you ask, how do you do? I said fine, and how are you?
This is getting more and more like the Eurovision Song Contest. I think I should present it. I suppose when Tony, what's he called? Terry Wogan, that's right. When he pops his clogs, that could be me. Sorry, a brief moment of silent hysteria there. Anyway, the other week, our friend Salim Nurallah came and on a much looked forward to trip to France to play at our local bar and another place in Périgueux. And it was just great. And me and Amy were his backing group for some of it. So that was even greater for us, you know. It was okay for him as well. It was like Crosby, Stills and Nash, except everyone wanted to be Graham Nash. But I think I'm the only one who really had any claim on being Graham Nash, because my family come from Manchester originally, and I'm the only English person in the group. So just for once in my life, I could have been the cool person, but they all insisted on being Nash, except that later on, Amy decided she'd be David Crosby because she was late for the sound check. Salim Nurallah, anyway, Western Hills, here it is.
Sitting in the back row with my glasses on, getting all the letters on the chalkboard wrong. stiff in khaki with a bow tie on. Always watching mama mow the growing lawn. Brother F is crying from a bully's rock. I'm the lone avenger with revenge to plot. Western Hills, Western Hills, Western Hills, I'm there still. At the end of class, betting that the jam was better than the Clash. Western Hills, Western Hills, Western Hills, I'm there still. Undercover earpress to the radio, cutting off transmission of guitar solo. Western Hills, Western Hills, Western Hills, I'm there still. See, it worked out for the best.
Western Hills, I'm there still.
Western Hills, Western Hills, Western Hills, I'm there still.
No good laughing, young man. There's another minute and a half of the programme still to run. Here's the British contestant.
Music, for 1,000
low in the heart of the city, or heart of the city, which was the first, it was actually the B-side of the first ever Stiff record. And you know, even though that record's only a minute and a half long, there still seem to be 15 seconds of this programme left. Well, actually, there's 5 seconds left, but as I'm saying this, I think I'm running out of time. I'm Reckless Eric. See you next time.